Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With regard to the Herald piece on the dysfunction that was last season for the Patriots, has it changed your opinion at all, Curtis, on this past season? It has mine.
Yeah, it's really sort of solidified how I feel, but the quote that we played about an hour ago from Karen Grigian yesterday with Mego, saying that she was personally shocked at the number of people that were willing to speak to her regarding the story, really has made me feel even worse considering the depth of the distrust. That's what this is. Speak out when you don't trust those around you, because you feel compelled to get your story out.
If you were somebody who is leaning toward Mac Jones being a bit, as Boomer described him famously on this program, douchey, does this change your opinion of that? It does. I wasn't leaning in that direction anyway, but it does give me pause and say, what do you expect? Like, you're a guy who's dealing with Joe Judge, who apparently... if you look at the reports this morning, is staying with the organization.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
Where do you think they're going?
This article.
Huh? Where do you think they're going? I told you Matt Patricia ain't going anywhere.
They should go to fast food or whatever the industry is.
It's not happening. They're like, loyal. They're loyal soldiers, man.
Yeah, this is my lead like last week. They're not going anywhere.
And I also think you got to look at next season, and this article, if anything, makes you a bit nervous. Yeah, you can add Bill O'Brien. You can add, you know, weapons around Mac Jones. There's a strain in this relationship, and it seems to go deeper than just Mac.
If the strain in the relationship has been Mac Jones and Joe Judge,
mm-hmm.
and you keep Joe Judge around, how does that change at all?
That's not the only strain in the relationship, yeah. though.
You like, just said it, to trust.
That's the number one strain.
Yeah, but also, I mean, Mac Jones is still upset, too, as well, that Belichick won't even come out and say that he's his guy. Asked after the season, will Mac be your starting quarterback next year? Oh, you know, Mac can be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Zero commitment from the injury to postseason. Like, and it still exists.
And that's the one thing when you ask that about the confidence or how things have changed after this story. Bill Belichick's refusal to stand by Mac when I asked him if he's the quarterback when healthy, all the way to what Shime just alluded to at the end of the season, is really, really bad for him to do that. That he knows they're screaming at each other on the field. He knows that there's this clear disagreement fundamentally between the coaching and the quarterback. The quarterback gets injured, and all anybody wants is you just to say, yeah, he'll come back.
Right.
And then you see the players' reaction when they said they didn't know the plan on Monday night against the Bears. The players are clearly with Mac.
That's
Bill knew
issue.
Exactly what he was doing.
That's the issue, is that you basically took that entire team or a portion of that team,
yep.
maybe only on that side of the ball or whatever, and you turned them into a Mac versus coaches scenario, and they're going to choose the player because if that scenario happens to them, they don't get their starting job back being hurt. Of course, they're going to side with Mac Jones, and they seem to like the guy,
and
like they don't think he's a tennis brat.
Well, and you say timeline is always big. Timeline. Curtis just brought up the point of the Bill Belichick when he was asked about Mac Jones. Didn't that happen right after the season?
Mm-hmm.
And then what are we? Several weeks yep. later, we have this article that comes out. So you don't believe that he has some type of influence in that, whether he's a source or not. But Bill's looking at it like this. Anybody who was complaining ain't going to be here.
Okay, so why is Judge? Why is Judge?
No, no,
back?
Players. Any player that's complaining is not going to be here. I'm loyal to. I'm loyal to Judge and Patricia.
How are you going to get rid of? There's multiple players who complained for this piece in the Herald. How are you going to ferret them out and get rid of them?
Because you know who they are. If you think, let's say there's.
You think it's Mac Jones?
No, no.
Number one source.
I said Mac Jones.
Deep throat.
I said Mac Jones, Kendrick Bourne. I bet probably Trent Brown somewhere in there. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Jacoby Myers. I wouldn't be surprised if Nelson Aguilar was in there.
Hunter Henry.
Okay, you're stuck with Aguilar.
No, he's gone.
Aguilar's gone.
He's gone. Why haven't they removed the Rolls Royce from the Echelon parking garage?
Because maybe he's still.
It does have a car cover on it now, though. I noticed.
Oh,
does it? So you don't notice it? Well, maybe he likes living in the Seaport. You do.
Yeah. Okay.
So Kendrick Bourne's probably going to be gone. Jacoby Myers is a free agent. We know Trent Brown's going to be gone. So all of these guys that might that potentially could be sources. Another one, maybe Damian Harris. He's going to be gone. So Bill's like,
do you think David Andrews? Because he is the leader. I think when it comes to offense, you look at David Andrews, and he is the guy.
Right.
I thought it was interesting when I was thinking about it last night. It did go back to the preseason where he seemed to have like flipped out during a game or during a practice, and media members were writing it up, and it's like, oh, that's kind of out of David Andrews' character. At the end of the article yesterday, it goes back to that practice and why he was so frustrated, and it was more of like a rallying, like, who cares what they're doing? We're going to get together and we're going to figure this out. David Andrews, to me, seems like he could
be a source. See, I don't think David Andrews is. I think David Andrews is because he's a loyal Belichick soldier, and Bill loves him, and he had that situation with the blood clotting,
right,
and sat out, and they took care of him.
But didn't you think that was an interesting...
No, I think it's the people he hangs around.
But here's the issue, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
We believe, and I won't speak for you, but we believe that Joe Judge and Matt Patricia did a bad job this past season, correct?
Yes, correct.
Bill Belichick, in the middle of the season, seeing the disconnect between the quarterback and his coaches, elected to publicly not back his quarterback, tacitly supporting two people he knew were not doing their job because he was covering his own ass because he hired them.
Yep.
And we believe that Bill looks good in this and that Bill should just continue down this path.
No, I don't think...
If you don't feel sympathy for Mac Jones, I know it's hard. He's kind of a dink.
I don't...
But he endured more than we even imagined
this season. I don't look at Bill, what he's doing is the right thing to do, but I know Bill. Bill is loyal to the people that are loyal to him, and that's Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. Those are the people, like, if you know people, right?
It sounds like Donald Trump.
But that's the way it is, right? There are people that you know, and you go, hey, I know this guy's wrong, but I know how loyal he is to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ride with him no matter what. Even though
he's saying it's like me and Spaz.
Yeah. I mean, if
Greg, where is Spaz? It's been pretty quiet on that front.
Greg, by the way, could you imagine if, I don't want Joe Judge to lose his job, but let's say he does, and he's working at Davio's. He would never tolerate an off-menu order. He would just death stare your ass right back home.
What's the most important thing for Bill Belichick? Loyalty from his players and his coaches.
I thought it was winning, no?
I mean, we know that, but I'm just saying from what he wants from players, right? Loyalty is what he wants. That's why there's always a handful of guys that no matter what, he's always going to ride for. And it's the same way with the coaches. And we already know that Matt Patricia and it seems like Joe Judge are loyal to him. They are his foot soldiers. Bill, we know where the bodies are buried, and we're not going to say nothing about it.
And I think, Courtney, the quote that you're right about David Andrews being a source is, I love Bill, but he effed us.
Yeah.
A guy that loves him, a guy that's been close with him, but that quote screamed David Andrews to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that could I could see that. That's a good point. I could see that, Curtis.
But again, Curtis, back to Mac Jones. Like, I you know, jury's out on what he's going to be. But last year, in my mind, is a zero-sum season. He's sitting there, and the rest of them are sitting there saying, could we please, at some point during training camp, install some plays? Like, could we understand at some point what this offense is going to be?
Yeah.
And, like, how is it fair to judge Mac Jones based on that complete, utter dysfunction in the junction.
Because,
down
Greg,
there.
You're missing the point of loyalty, right? Do you think Bill knows he made a mistake?
Yes.
Okay, so he wants his quarterback to go, I know that you made a mistake, coach, but I'm not going to say anything that undermines the organization. Yeah. I'm going to be a loyal, good soldier. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, even though I don't agree with it. And then once the season's over and you fix it.
Okay, is he going to say the same thing to David Andrews?
I think he's more likely, because the way David Andrews, if that is him, the way he couched that quote is, I love
right.
Bill Belichick. Right?
But he effed us.
Yeah, right. So it's almost Bill can kind of get look at it and go, when somebody tells you how much they love you and they then say, well, he made a big mistake, you can kind of go, all right, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
But the other – so I'm telling you, Greg, I would not be surprised if both of them are on the offensive side of the ball in some way.
Well, Joe Judge is going to be special teams, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. But I'm just saying that I think that – Matt Patricia and Joe Judge are going to be here longer than Mac Jones.
I mean, I think you're going to remove Joe Judge from the possibility of ever really interacting with Mac Jones. So that would be the first thing that I would do, is get him as far away from the offensive side of the football as you can, so the two aren't expletiving each other all the time.
Greg, what I would do is what Pam did to Creed in The Office. She gave him two photos, said there were 10 differences between them, even though they were identical, and put him in a blocked office.
But the only problem was that...
Always an Office obscure reference, right. Curtis. Always.
Sorry, I know it's off the menu.
Just like there's always a Simpsons obscure reference, there's always an Office obscure reference. All right. Anyway, coming up next, couple of new excuses for Patrick Mahomes heading into the AFC Championship game from Wiggy. We'll get to those coming up in just a little bit. Here's Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Good news is that the Celtics and Bruins, when playing on the same night, haven't lost a game since January 6th, 2022. The bad news is they both lost last night. The Celtics led by as much as 15 in the game against the Knicks. Then they trailed by 13 in the fourth quarter. They came back, got the thing to overtime. Final score was 120 to 117. Jason Tatum had 35 points and 14 rebounds. Jaylen Brown had 22 points, but lacked when it came to efficiency. He shot just 8 of 22 from the field. He also missed those two free throws with 7.6 seconds left in OT. He had gone 5 for 5 on free throws before that. I don't know if it was pressure that got to him or what.
Yeah, you could tell because they were both front rimmed.
Yeah.
So it might have been the pressure. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So they were both, it could have been the pressure of it. And he didn't have that lift when you see guys go short rim, a lot of people say, well, they're not using their legs. So.
And I said at the beginning of the game, I think that they're a way more talented team than this Knicks team. And it just seemed like energy or effort wasn't there. Jaylen Brown said as much so after. He said, my energy just wasn't there. He needs to be better about
their
that.
Defense is not the same.
Yeah.
And Greg's nickname at the show, but was short rim.
I honestly should have got more of a shot. That was poor coaching. Yeah. I mean, throwing me in there from the end of the bench with 42 seconds left, if we're up on a team, like, who does that to a player?
Did you try, like, put some water on your head after the game to make it seem like you were sweating and played?
Oh, but Coach Ron Schofield was like, all right, Hill, you're in. Just don't touch the basketball. I mean, who says that?
Well, that's a good – he knows your role. Go set picks, dive for loose balls, and take charges.
Yeah, I was great at taking the charge.
There you go. That's your role.
Put my hands right down in front of my nuts,
yep.
protect the family jewels, and boom, take the charge.
And boom, taking the charge at dinner is no longer your argument.
All right, the Bruins also got a loss in Florida. 3-2 was the final to snap the Bees' six-game win streak. Quickly to football, Tom Brady watch. Important to note, David Beckham took to Instagram. I believe Ethan has these photos. To post some photos from a pizza spot in Miami. Tom Brady in attendance, as is David Beckham, who owns Inter Miami, I think is his team.
Okay.
So that's interesting. Right. More interesting is Jeffrey Soffer, who is in that photo. He's way on the left if you're watching on Twitch right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Soffer owns 47% stake in the Miami Dolphins.
Yep. That's the guy I've been telling you about.
Yep.
How long have been telling you about that
for a long time.
That's the dude that named his kid Brady.
Yep.
That guy follows Tom Brady around like Jackson follows Curtis around.
I mean, Miami's definitely the front runner now.
I don't know. This still tells me retirement. He's with like every heavy hitter in Miami right now. This makes me think
but
he
he's
is
with
like
the Miami Dolphins guy.
But yeah, so I think ownership.
The Miami needs a quarterback.
Yeah, well.
They need a quarterback. And you, if you're a team that's right there on the bubble with the offense that you have and Brady's in your backyard and you said that this guy owns 47%.
That guy is like he used to or still does work for Stephen Ross in the on the finance side of things and is the guy who's going to take over when Ross is done. And I guarantee you that the deal for Brady would be play for a year or two.
Yep.
And you get equity in the team. And why would he? He loves Miami. He's got the house there right across from Giselle. Kids can be happy there. Why wouldn't he do that?
It's really and with this picture, it's really starting to add up now because he's making his roots there and he's hanging out with this guy and there's no way on God's green earth, because I know if I was that guy,
yeah,
I'd be like, Tom, come on, why don't you come play?
Well, you bring every heavy hitter when it comes to Miami, whether it's Beckham or Dave Gruttman, who has his hand in basically everything in Miami.
And Greg was at that pizza place in Miami a week ago. He ordered beef Wellington.
If Brady and Rodgers are in your division next year, should we just chalk the season?
Yeah.
Like Brady, Rodgers, and
Josh Allen.
Well, unless you get Lamar. Yeah.
Curtis clearly does not understand the concept of ordering off menu.
Well, no, it's more really funny when Wiggy's like, well, it's a restaurant, so they should be able to make anything.
Well,
it's like, well, no,
there.
That's...
But if you have clams there...
Yeah, if you
and
have
whatever comes with casino...
And if you have cream cheese, crab meat, and phyllo dough, should you be able to make a crab rangoon?
No, but at a Chinese restaurant,
well,
you should.
What if you're at, you know, an American restaurant?
But you know, now you're getting like Curtis. Well, off menu, you know what that means. This place
first
has...
First of all... You maroon. There's no phyllo dough in a crab rangoon. How dare you?
Well, you could make one.
No.
Yeah, you could.
No, that's not. It would be gross, well, for crying out loud.
Chinese!
All right. What else?
Just quickly, we have NFC and AFC championship games this weekend. We are getting excited for that. At 3 on the Lord's Day, we'll have 49ers and Eagles in Philly. Who do you have in that one, Wiggy?
Man.
Eagles all day.
No.
Fly, birds, fly.
I think I got no choice to ride with the Eagles.
Mr. Irrelevant all day.
No.
Yeah. 6:30 Bengals and Chiefs. No neutral site needed for this one. It's going to go through Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. Reminder, all these games can be heard right here on WEEI. So listen for free on the Odyssey app or right here on 93.7. Quickly, sad news. Longtime voice of the NCAA tournament, Billy Packer, died last night. He was 82. Looking for a great value for lunch? Visit the 99 restaurant Monday through Friday until 4 p.m. and enjoy their new flatbread lunch combos starting at just $9.99. The 99, always the real deal. We have Nick Costos coming up. Shime will hammer the shime when it comes to this weekend. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
30 degrees.
Oh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time shortly for excuses Patrick Mahomes hasn't used yet, provided by Wiggy. We'll get to that in just a little while.
Only one excuse.
Only one?
And it's not really an excuse. He's hurt. Is that an excuse?
Yeah, if you're using it to defend poor behavior or performance.
Mm-mm. No, it's gonna affect your performance or your behavior. So it's not really an excuse. It's something that's gonna affect it.
Okay, but
so it will affect it. It might infect it in a positive way.
No.
So then it's an excuse.
Joe Burrow has his number and has had it head to head. So the injury cannot be used as an excuse.
And I guess it can.
I don't do this often, but I am going to. If I had the ability to bet right now, I would bet everything I have that the Chiefs will win and cover, because Wiggy is wrong about everything, and I love him dearly. The Chiefs are going to win. The fact that Wiggy is already built in all these excuses.
It's not an excuse. Okay, it's reality. Fine. You keep saying built in. It's like somebody going, oh, I'm on the radio, but guess what? A week before the show that I'm supposed to be doing, I lost hearing.
What?
And then you're like, well, shouldn't the show be the same thing?
Who is the best offense left in the playoffs?
Kansas City.
In your mind?
Yes.
Okay. So Mahomes being 60-75%, whatever it is. I mean, they ought to be able to win this football game.
No, because Mahomes is 90% of your offense. And now your best player.
I can't hear any of this.
If Mac Jones,
he's 90% of your offense. I mean, there's some really good weapons on that football team.
He's 90. Him and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, Travis Kelce.
But he's the reason why that offense goes. He's the reason why.
Chad Henne took him on a 98-yard drive.
Yeah, he did that.
Just saying.
Well, I mean, if you feel confident,
quarterback.
If you feel confident.
I mean, you're talking about January football, and as someone is pointing out in the Twitch chat, where you can watch this show every day, go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Everybody is dealing with injuries.
So let me ask this question.
Not just the Kansas City Chiefs.
For all you Patriots fans out there, myself included, would they have won their second Super Bowl or the game against the Giants, the second Super Bowl Giants loss, if Gronk was healthy? Because he got hurt, and I believe it was the AFC Championship.
Would they have won that game?
Yes.
I have no idea. I mean, you would have to play it with Gronk healthy to know.
They win that game if Welker has a pair of hands.
But I mean, yeah, that's part of it. But if you had a healthy Gronk in that game, now we don't know. I don't know. I mean, come on, Greg. Really? Now you're just being, phony. If Gronk is healthy in that game, I forget what year that was, 2011. If he hurt his game in the AFC Championship game against Baltimore, the Ravens. If you have a healthy Gronk, it's a different outcome. Now, it's the same way in this game. If it's a healthy Patrick Mahomes, the spread is -1. If it's a healthy Patrick Mahomes, you think the spread is -1?
Nope.
Shime and I are on Bengals all day long.
Me too.
And I would like to also correct a texter who says that all the money is on the Bengals, so you should bet the Chiefs because Vegas always wins. That's incorrect. 51% of the money is actually on the Kansas City Chiefs, so reference.
But what about the sharps?
The sharps are on the Chiefs because 69% of the actual physical bet slips are on the Bengals, but 51% of the total money is on the Chiefs.
This is Nate in the truck. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Nothing much. You guys were touching on the whole thing about Belichick and everything. honestly, I'm with you, Wiggy. If you really look at it, we had the clean house. And with him keeping his son around, and Joe Judge, and Matt Patricia, it's going to be the same old. And you guys made mention probably about a half an hour ago, too, back with the whole McVay thing, too. You got to be that type of coach to come down to the level. So we're just going to have the same old stuff going on. And ultimately, if you look down in the next couple of years, this is going to fall on Kraft, because Kraft should have just cleaned house, because it's going to be the same thing going on and on and on. It's not going to change. So unless you get rid of Mac,
by the way, hold
you
on.
Have Aaron Jones. You
Nate,
have
Nate, keeping his son around. The defense on this football team is fantastic.
But what is he running? What kind of show is he running, Greg? If you think about it, he's running that kind of show. If you run, you still got your Bozo number one, Bozo number two there. That's the issue that the players had last year. Why would you keep those guys in the organization? You know what I'm saying? So you're still going to have that rift.
Yeah, I think you're going to have – I mean, I find it hard to believe there's not going to always be a rift between Joe Judge and Mac Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Especially right? if he's there again next season. In a different capacity, it doesn't matter. No. The fact that he's in that locker room is going to rub them the wrong way.
I think it's a weird decision by Bill to keep Joe Judge around. Yeah. What do you need him for?
By
it's
weird, loyal. Do you mean wrong? Because yeah. it's the wrong decision.
Yeah. It's loyal. Greg, if you worked with somebody at AAF for so many years – like Spaz, and then you come over here, and Spaz has been loyal. Mm. Why wouldn't you bring him with you?
I tried.
Where is he?
He screwed up. He did screw up. He brought strippers in during COVID. Who knew that was a big issue?
But he was.
That wasn't listed on the state's COVID guidelines.
To find out why you lost a job and to have to say to somebody, I brought strippers in, and they tried to make it that it was a COVID thing, is the most hilarious.
No, that's all it was.
I know.
That's all it was. The strippers.
Well, yeah, I know. He was basically naked on my birthday. In
right.
Here.
It wasn't.
Because they weren't naked.
It wasn't the strippers. It was the virus.
Right. Mm. The one that now we know was, it didn't seem like it was that bad. So it seems like Spaz got fired for something that he should never got fired. Bringing strippers in that during the flu.
Bring back Spaz. Bring back Spaz.
But Greg, I can't believe that you've been in a business for so long and you're missing the fact of what loyalty means.
No,
but
he's not. He's been in the business for so long because he's loyal to people that he should be loyal to, not to people who fail at their job.
But correct. If Bill doesn't let go of Joe Judge and he knows that there's this big issue in the locker room, then he's showing that he doesn't care if Mac likes it or doesn't like it in New England. There's no trying to repair that relationship right. on Bill's side.
If he wanted
Mac here for the long haul and say, Mac, I screwed up. We're going to make this a whole different season for you. Whatever you want, I'm at your beck and call. Joe Judge is gone. Patricia's gone.
A better analogy would be bringing Spaz in to be the general sales manager of the radio station when he has absolutely no experience doing it. Right, Curtis?
Right.
Chef's kiss.
He'd be very good at it, though. Spaz would be a great general sales manager.
He would not be.
Oh, I think he'd be great.
There's another term for being loyal to employees that don't get their job done, and that's stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is it. I told you the decision was stupid. From day one that you...
But
you,
to keep him on the staff is so missing the room. Like, I just...
He don't care about the room. That's what you...
But that has to change. Otherwise, next year will just be a repeat of the past year.
But that's the point. Like, I think you're seeing this all coming to a head. Like, it's... Belichick has his way of doing things. He's not going to veer from the way in which he has always done things
right.
now because it has worked for him in the past, and he's going to continue to be that way. And Mac Jones and then his player coalition isn't going to stand for it. And you're going to see the ownership have to choose one way or the other again.
Can you please refer to them as the Fireflies?
Fireflies. Yeah. But he did change. Didn't Bill change? He hired Billy O'Brien. So yeah. he did change.
Well, he had to.
Well, whether
did he change?
Yeah, whether he had to or not, the fact is you have a new offensive coordinator. Yes, Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, they might still be in the building, but your wish was granted. Does it matter if they're in the building? Honestly,
yeah.
How does it matter?
I think if you care about Mac Jones and the potential that he has, and he's going to be your guy, because
okay.
you don't seem to be anywhere, any way, shape, or form interested in Aaron Rodgers or Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr, for that matter. So if Mac is going to be your guy, then you remove the obstacle that is Joe Judge when it comes to enjoying the place where he goes to work.
But what has Belichick done to show you that Mac's his guy? Every time you ask him the question, he says
no. Who do you think his guy is?
I don't know. He doesn't. He clearly doesn't have one. But that's my point. Like, you're asking him. We've asked him at what? Three times this year. He was asked about Mac Jones being the quarterback. Once by Curtis, and then twice by the media. And every single time he shoots it down.
And
every single time he refuses to commit to the guy.
And
why?
Aren't you the one who complains about millennials? So now Mac Jones can't do.
I love millennials.
Can't do his.
Sure
do. I'm dating several at the moment.
Well, and not
some Gen Zers too.
You don't like.
I'll be in Hot Topic later.
You don't hear smokes, by the way.
You don't like the way millennials act. So now you're telling me Mac Jones is not going to be able to be happy at work because Joe Judge is running the special teams?
Oh, now I'm sidelined. Are we going to find a date for your friend who can't find the date at Valentine's Day on this show?
She told me she was on board.
She is?
And she heard Wiggy loud and clear that something's wrong with her.
She did?
She wants to figure out what that is.
What's her name?
Mary.
Mary.
Yep. She's the best.
And she's having trouble, like real trouble finding. I can't understand why she is having trouble. She's very funny.
Yeah. Hilarious. Very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it's the pool she's swimming in.
Well, yeah, I think she has,
you know,
she has high standards, as she should.
Some pools. Well, sometimes you got to lower those standards.
Well, okay.
No. I don't think you ever should. No. Wait, do you say to your daughter, you should lower your standards?
Your daughter is stunning.
Yeah, her standard should be through the roof.
Your standards should, but what type of pool are you swimming in? If you can't find a man or a woman, then you're swimming in the wrong pool or you're doing something wrong in that pool.
Greg is always in the shallow end.
Greg's always in the kiddie pool.
That was what I was saying saying it.
I prefer the hot tub.
All right. But that's all it is. And
echelons after
Courtney,
hours.
Tell her it is fixable. You know, nobody's saying anything negative about her, but whatever she's doing is wrong.
The pool at Echelon is filled with Evian water. You can drink it at free random.
Which one are you referring to? There are three pools at Echelon, Curtis. One indoors.
Does she care how much a guy makes?
No.
There's never been a more tone-deaf statement than Greg saying, when are they going to adios that Rolls Royce of his from our garage?
Trying to get some inside information for the fans on Aguilar. If the Rolls Royce is still there, I think he believes he's coming back.
When he sees you, does he walk the other way?
I've never seen him once. Oh, the only person I see is Pete Pritchard. And occasionally Grizzly.
Oh, Ethan has that video of him courtside.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, Ethan said that he got that video.
Oh,
maybe he doesn't have time to ship it off just yet.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? Why doesn't he have
time? Well, he doesn't know where to ship it yet either.
Oh, that's true. So he's just going to leave it? Do you think he just has the rent paid for? Probably has the rent paid for a year.
Yeah.
And well, he's probably, wherever his home base is, probably ship it there. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's on vacation.
I would be.
That's the area. That's where I would be. I'd be at some island somewhere. Yeah.
Is he going to land himself another $14.5 million deal somewhere, Aguilar,
based on his
performance here this season?
Doubt it.
No.
Is there a contest worst hands at Echelon because he thinks he might be?
That's called getting it the ski mask way. That's called robbing the NFL. I've seen a lot of guys do that before.
We was catching him, unlike Aguilar.
This is Russ from Connecticut. Hello, Russ.
Good morning. I don't think that we need to worry about a rip between Mac Jones and Judge. I think that you're going to look at Bill O'Brien. He's got too strong of a personality, and Jones would be fine.
I love this argument. Who was Mac Jones? Who was Mac Jones' head coach in college?
Nick Saban.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
He can't. He can't handle being coached hard. I love that argument. Thanks, Russ.
I know.
Great one. Good one. Thank you.
Well, that's yeah. that's my thing. If it's going to be interesting, it's going to be interesting to see how he relates to, because we all know that those guys in Alabama, and guess who's the head coach down there?
Bill O'Brien knows what he's doing. Do you not understand the difference?
Wait a second. You can't just throw a statement out
Mac
there.
Mac Jones doesn't suffer fools gladly. I like that about him.
Listen.
He's like, who is this guy who drove the Detroit Lions into the ground, who knows nothing about offense and can't install any plays?
What's weird because you're a respect your elders thing. You are a respect your elders guy. And so even though they had no idea what they were doing, there was a way to handle it. And that's what people had an issue with.
And why didn't
Not to do it on national television every chance he got.
How long has Curtis been in radio?
A while. 20 years.
20 years.
Okay. You bring somebody in here.
I just made $15 an hour, so big achievement.
I don't want to mention anybody by name, but you bring somebody in here to be Curtis's boss, program director, who doesn't know what they're doing. Do you think Curtis suffers that gladly?
Yeah, but he doesn't.
No. He doesn't. He doesn't put up with that.
Correct.
Well, then he leaks stuff out? Then that shitty
of course he
stuff.
Does. Yeah. Curses the leak.
Yeah, well, he still has the follow on Twitter, and Greg, so he didn't go against the guy all. Too hard.
Right. I also went on his radio show a while back.
Yeah, so let's call it what it is. Right, Curtis exactly. was, you know, running around the topic. He wasn't going at him hard. He wasn't chewing him off on national TV.
And let me tell you.
He was waving him off.
Wow. Chewing him.
Chewing.
Yeah.
I also thought you said chewing.
And Alabama, where Nick Saban,
Long Road says, Curtis would definitely leak it out. You're still listening. Thank you. Carry on, Wiggy.
Little controversy over Twitch voices. Some apparently enjoy Courtney's Twitch voice more than Curtis's Twitch voice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know if I could even do it again. I don't really remember. I think I was like... Oh, well, Courtney.
I don't think it was that.
No, really?
That's like Curtis's.
That. It was like,
yeah, like,
we're doing an Ask Me Anything on Instagram right now. Send your questions. Somebody's like, when are you guys going to replace Courtney? She stinks.
Okay.
And everybody thinks that, like, you send a mean thing
there
in, and that, I'm like, oh, let me pack my bag. They don't like me. Time to go find a new job. It's like, I signed a contract. Live with it. You're listening every day. I rent so much real estate in your mind. Jackson, we got to get that guy's handle.
What, which guy?
The guy who just sent in that. He did it the last time, too. We get it. You don't like me. No. You seem like a real lovely guy.
What was his Ask Me Anything on Instagram?
He said,
when you're going to be gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When are you guys going to replace Courtney? Okay. I'm sure you're an incel,
never.
So don't really care your thoughts.
The answer is never.
What's an incel?
right. You're celibate.
We don't have time for that. Let's take a quick...
Maybe a hot mic.
Take a quick break. Several, though, who are on hold would like to discuss whether the relationship can be repaired in Foxborough. So we'll get to that coming up next.
Selling a little... or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Coming up at 9:30, we will hammer LaShem when it comes to Sunday, and that is Shime v. Nick Kostos coming up at 9:30 on today's show. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, everybody, and I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Two quick things. The quick thing will be, Wiggy, I think you're 100% right. With Gronk in that position for the Pats winning that Super Bowl, his blocking and catching would have gave him the separation difference, and they would have wound up probably winning it, but things happen. Mm-hmm. Now to get on to the other deal. We got Mac and the coach. Bill, he wound up putting Mac in a bad position. He knows he made a big mistake. Mm-hmm. And the same with Mac. Mac wound up being there, getting beat up and everything else and getting thrown to the wolves. But Mac and Bill, I think, will have no issue at all. They're all adults, and they're going to be bygones. But I guarantee you, Bill's going to have them in the locker room with the coaches and talking and saying, hey, you know what? Mac's hands off. Bill O'Brien's got the show on that end now. Now they just got to put all the parts and pieces together during the draft and everything. And I think they're going to be competitive, man. I really do. And then a year or two, they might be ready to make that Super Bowl run.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bill O'Brien will change the scenery when it comes to Mac Jones. And I think that it seems like the two of them get along swimmingly.
See, I think he's going to make Mac a better player. But I'm concerned about what happens when teapot runs mm-hmm. hot. I don't think that Mac's going to be able to handle that well. And I think there's going to be a lot of issues because Billy O'Brien is inheriting an offense that has a ton of issues on O-line, doesn't have a legit wide receiver. You know, their running game's going to be down to, what, potentially Ramondre Stevenson. Your tight end situation, like, Billy O'Brien is not getting this offense handed to him where you go, oh, okay, all we got to do is just get everybody on the same page.
When's the first time he'll be able to meet with Mac?
As soon as he officially...
So maybe after the Shrine Bowl, because I think he's there now.
Yeah, I bet he could call, they can Zoom.
I'm saying in person. When's the first sit down where he's able to say, like, okay, because I would imagine that mm-hmm. Mac wants to know he is the guy, that everything is thrown behind him right now, because he has definitely heard the noise. He's heard what Bill Belichick has not said.
But do you think Billy O'Brien's telling him that?
I think if he wants to get something good out of him.
Yeah, but Billy O'Brien, just like Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, is Bill Belichick's right-hand man.
Yeah, but why are you assuming that what Bill says publicly is what he's saying privately to Mac Jones? I mean, I don't...
So then we would have had this article.
Bill tries very hard to say nothing publicly.
Well, so then I hope he is, because Mac needs that. He needs that confidence behind him right now. And he should. He deserves. If they're going to go with him, he deserves to be told he is the guy. And Bill should be saying that publicly for all media to write up about.
But the fact is that whether it was Castle, Brady, Cam, you name it, he said they were the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Even Matt Castle is the best example recently. In 2008 in October, he was playing very poorly. Everybody was questioning, why aren't you bringing in competition? And he said, Matt Castle's our quarterback.
Yeah, but he treated Brady, a veteran Brady, at times the same way he treats Mac Jones. I mean, the comment about about open heart surgery.
Anytime he's ever asked, he said Brady's our guy.
Like when the Trent Dilfer, they're not good. Dilfer, they're not good anymore. Game right after that, a reporter said, "Oh, you're going to think about going to Jimmy G." Bill literally laughed in the reporter's face and said, "Tom Brady's our quarterback."
Here's Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys, how we doing today?
What's up?
I want to get to the Patriots, but before I do that, if you guys end up doing that road show where you go to, like, a ski mountain up in Vermont or New Hampshire,
yes.
that's when you bring Spaz back, because you can relive the whole Hillman homemade luge and everyone can pelt Spaz with snowballs again.
The single, arguably the greatest radio live event in the history of radio.
Amazing. It was the best.
The homemade luge competition at Wachusett Mountain. Lawyers, intercom lawyers made us stop doing it because people were getting hurt. But anyway, go ahead. What? And probably a good thing for the lawyers to do. Yes, what?
Yeah. With the Patriots, the thing with Bill O'Brien, why I like this, Belichick's trying to develop a culture that, or continue a culture that worked for 20 years. Now, you got guys like Patricia and Judge, and people sit here and say, Mac's not going to take this from Bill O'Brien. Well, I think he will, because, you know, if Mac had a problem and the things weren't going well on offense, you look at these two guys that aren't doing enough to prepare the team, prepare the offense, put in the plays. It's like, what are we doing here? Why is he going to not be insubordinate towards those idiots? Because they're idiots. Bill O'Brien, at least, is an offensive guy that's going to be able to work with him and plug in the plays that are going to help the offense succeed. Now, none of this works unless they start to upgrade the talent level around Mac. Mac's never going to look good unless he doesn't have seriously upgraded talent on the offensive line when it comes to the, you know, the weapons in front of him. They can't do anything without that. But I think Bill O'Brien's the right move just because of the fact that he doesn't have an excuse. Matt Patricia's an idiot. Joe Judge is an idiot. Now he's got Bill O'Brien. No excuses for Mac. He will not act the same way he did this year.
But see, here's the issue, Mike. That culture that Bill has for 20 years, that thing is long gone.
Mm-hmm.
The players are different.
Yeah.
So that culture does not exist. And if you lose Matthew Slater and you potentially lose Devin McCourty, well, it don't even matter because we're talking about the offense side of the ball. Who's creating that culture?
You know what Bill needs?
Mm-hmm.
A little Joe Mazzulla. Like, he can post-game go up to Mac and say,
I love you.
I love you.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna need more than that.
How about that? I love you.
Well, he
you.
Said it twice.
Just a little. He said it twice. I love you.
Not a good
They need a culture coach maybe in the locker room, and I think I know the guy for the job.
Who?
Jermaine Wiggins.
No. These cats don't listen nowadays, man. If Jack Jones is telling Bill, man, go F yourself, what you think? They ain't gonna listen to me.
Yeah.
They gonna be all like, right. Who the hell are you?
Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to the show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com every day. That's easy to do when you wake up. You can download the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and listen to us from anywhere at any time. You can go, if you missed Dante Scarnecchia on this show yesterday, you can go back right now and listen to Dante Scarnecchia on the Odyssey app. Or if you missed Mike Milbury talking Bruins yesterday and jinxing the Bruins on this show, you can go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app at any time. So download it and listen to us whenever you want.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.